Okay, hello and welcome to our first workshop in our journaling series. We are doing workshop one today, which is about letting go of the old. I have a beautiful session in store for you, and I'm sure as I'm getting started, people are going to be joining. As you're joining me live, you can be using the chat box because I've got that up next to my video so I can see the chat box. Let me know who's here. Say hi to me. If at any point anything goes on with my audio or video and you can't see me or can't hear me, make sure you let me know, because otherwise I'll just keep talking. And sometimes when technical stuff goes on, I just need to know that it's happening. So if you're here with me live, say hello to me. We have a beautiful session to dive into today. Now, a couple of little housekeeping things that I just have to let you know about. We had roof repairs at my apartment last week, and the scaffolders have arrived at the exact moment I'm starting my session today to remove the scaffolding. So I can hear there is a bit of banging and crashing out there, and I just want to apologize in advance if it does create some background noise during this session. Unfortunately, it is outside my control, so there's nothing I can do about that. But I just wanted to give you the heads up that that's what's going on if you do hear or notice that sound. Okay, so the other thing that also I would love to say before we begin is have your journal with you. Obviously, if you're watching the recording of this, set yourself up in a nice space for the duration of this session where you can, light a candle, drink a cup of tea, work through the exercises, and really create this time and space for yourself. Hi, Kate. Sorry, I'm not sure why your video has come on. I'm just going to hide you over there. That's really strange. I'm hitting notifications for people to not come up on video. That's okay. I'll just keep managing them as they pop in. But nice to see you, Kate, just for a moment. So if you are working through this as a recording, you might want to stop and start. You might want to work through it in chunks, and that is absolutely fine. So just make sure you've set up a nice sacred space for yourself. Okay, as you're joining me, type in the chat box, let me know who's here. I would love to know who is here with me at the moment. And if you've only just joined, oh, no problems, Kate. I'm quite new to Zoom and I've been just managing all the pop-ups and things going on, so no problems at all. But it was beautiful to see Flynn, his little face. For anyone who's just joining, I was just mentioning that there is some scaffolding being taken down outside my apartment at the moment, so it is a little bit bangy and crashy out there, so I'm just apologizing for any background noise that might be there. Hi, Anna, beautiful to see you. Hi, Carol. Hi, Gretchen. Let's dive in, ladies. Hi, Michelle. Let's get to it. Okay, hope you've all got your journal and everything all set up. So today's class, here's what we're going to be talking about. I am going to just open up with a little bit more of a conversation around the energy of this year. You would have already heard me talking about this a little bit through the podcast, but I want to dive a little bit more into some of these themes that have been unfolding this year. And I've been hearing it in the themes that you posted in the group yesterday of what your year has been about. So we're going to talk a little bit more around these themes of letting go and surrender and trust and working with the divine plan and following our guidance, because that has very much been a theme of this year. Hi, Lucy. Beautiful to see you. Calling in from Germany. We've got people from Chicago, Pittsburgh. I know we've got some people from obviously the Gold Coast up north and all around Australia. Lovely to see you. We're going to talk about obviously completing old cycles and chapters, and I know a lot of you would have listened to my completion podcast, but I'm going to go much deeper into that for you today. We're going to talk about how to know what you need to let go of, and we're going to be looking at things within yourself, belief systems, thoughts, patterns of behavior, habits, old emotions, and also things from within your life, how to really assess what it is you may need to be completing and releasing and letting go of in different areas of your life. We are going to talk about, I'm going to give you a whole heap of practices and principles and tools around ways that you can be letting go, ways to be completing. You know, I only skimmed the surface in that podcast that I ran on that topic, and I'm going to go a lot deeper today for you and give you a lot of actual practical things that you can work with. We are going to talk about, sorry, you're seeing me look to the side because I've got a whole page of notes here and I want to stay on track with you all. We're going to talk about how to process and work through some of the fear and emotion and resistance you might have around letting go. And sometimes that really comes up, and we're going to look at why are you maybe still holding on to or running patterns of behavior that you know are good for you and are stopping you having what you want and are preventing you moving forward. And we're going to look at some of the emotion that might be tied into that for you. And I'm going to talk about at the end a bit around what today's journaling prompt was, around the importance of completing the year in a way where you feel kind of like where it's energetically clean, where you feel grateful, you can see how everything was valuable and beneficial for you this year. We don't want to carry residual, maybe negativity, pain, hurt, disappointment from what unfolded this year into your new chapter and into your new year. So that was sort of the purpose of the prompt today, was to look at how can I just clean up any feelings that I'm carrying about what happened this year that are leaving me feeling disempowered. We want you to wrap up the year feeling empowered. So we're going to talk a bit more about that around what the prompt was for today. And the final thing I'm going to talk about is a ritual to wrap up and release and complete this year. Now, I was going to guide you through a big ritual on this call today, and I probably will still touch on it, but I had an idea. I'm actually going to run it as a separate session. And I think I'm going to come into our Facebook group and host a Facebook Live in there, probably on the weekend, where we can all come together and actually do a completion ritual together. And so if you can't be there live, it won't be a huge deal because you'll be able to rewatch it. But I wanted to run it as a separate session. And all of your prompts over the next couple of days are going to be related to letting go. I'm going to get you to thinking from tomorrow until the weekend about what you're wanting to let go of. And then we're going to come together with a big like list of what you are completing in 2018. And I'm going to take you through like a proper little ritual around it as a Facebook Live. So that's a little separate bonus activity. And you can rewatch that and rework with that as many times as you want. I'm glad that sounds amazing to you ladies. I'm excited about that. And I also think I'm going to do one for new beginnings. So the following weekends, we'll do a new beginning intention setting, calling in the new ritual as well. So they're two little separate activities for you. All right. So that is my overview. Let's dive in. Have your tea ready. Have your journal ready. And if at any point you have questions or things coming up, type with me, connect with me in the comments and talk to me about it. I'm happy to answer questions. And if you can't stay for the whole session as well, that's totally fine. Obviously, you'll have the replay coming to you very soon, as soon as it uploads. All right. I'm sorry about the banging out there. It's quite distracting for me, but let's just surrender and accept what life has brought us today. Okay. So let's just take a deep breath. Let's just come into the space together. Wherever you are at as you're coming into this session today, just see if you can bring all of your focus and attention into this space. Just for the moment, for however long you're choosing to be here today, just to release anything else that's pulling at you, anything else you think you need to go be doing and any other place you've got to be. And for the time that you're here, be here. Imagine bringing all of your focus, your awareness, your thoughts, your mind, your energy right here into this space. Take a deep breath and let's be here together for however long we're going to be here. I'll be here for 90 minutes, however long you're joining me for. Okay. So why has this year required so much letting go? Have you felt it? Have you felt that this has been a big year of letting go? I've been reading your themes. Your themes have been incredible. Thank you for sharing them. And for anyone who didn't catch, I'm looking to the side because I've got a huge chunk of notes. So you'll just see me doing that a lot as I'm talking. This has been a year of letting go because I feel intuitively I have felt we've been in a big year of preparation. And I think what we've been doing this year is been preparing for what we are being called into as part of a bigger picture, longer term plan for our lives. And I think a lot of us have had a calling this year. I wonder if you've felt it, something where new desires have come through, your mind has expanded and sort of up-leveled into wanting more in different areas of your life. Maybe you've clarified your desires, you've distilled down through all of your various experiences and become so much clearer now on what you value, on what's important to you, on what makes you happy, on what you want to create for yourself. And so when we go through this process of feeling, becoming aware of the next level of our desires, of who we want to be, of what we want to step into, it is natural that we're going to have to let go of some things, aren't we? We're going to have to let go of what we have outgrown. Like the snake shedding its skin. You know, the snake sheds its skin when it is literally outgrown it, when it is complete, when it is done with it. And it needs to let that go for new skin to grow. So that's what I felt a lot this year. I've talked about it a lot on the podcast, about the two feelings of being called into the new, but also really having to shed the old. It has been a big year of transformation and growth for many of us. And I think it's been a mixture of, for some people, the letting go and the growth has really happened through external manifestations, external situations, like letting go of relationships, changing jobs, moving house, moving to other parts of the world. A lot of people have gone through some upheaval in their life. I went through that last year. I went through the external upheaval last year. My father passed away. I moved house 3 times. It was crazy. Lucy just wrote about shedding skin like a snake in my journal. I'm so glad that resonates. So last year was a big external upheaval year for me. This year has been almost like an inner upheaval. This has almost been like my year has been, not too much has changed externally, but the inner transformation has been massive. The need to look at and confront what's not working, what belief systems need to be upgraded, what patterns of behavior we have outgrown, what relationships are just simply not supporting us anymore. And so there's been a lot of need to clear that out and clear out what we can't carry forward into what we're now being called into. Some of us have had to look at our identities, the roles we play, the identities that we've clung to around who, clung to, is that a word? Around who we think we are. You know, you might've been questioning who you even think you are, what you value, what you stand for, the identities you've built in the world. And I think we have been ascending. I think collectively and the planet in general has been energetically ascending and clear, you know, as you're ascending, anything that's not in alignment with you ascending, it's going to have to rise to the surface for you to look at it and then clear it out. So I think that's been a big part of what many of us have been feeling this year. So letting go has been massive. I think surrender has been massive. And I saw that come through in the themes as well. And I think the reason surrender has been massive is that it ties so perfectly into what I talked about in my Surrendering to the Divine Plan podcast, in that there is a divine plan moving through our lives. And I think some of us, most of us, are starting to become aware of that. We're starting to recognize the difference between what we want for our lives, what our plan is, and you know, us forging ahead with that. And as we've noticed some things maybe fall apart in our lives, we've had to stop and question, actually, maybe what is truly right for me? Maybe it's not this thing that I've been pushing at. And surrendering means letting go of that, being willing to listen, open up, trust your guidance, trust the inner signs and signals, and almost walk blindfolded towards where you're being guided from within to go. Tough process, big process. A lot of us have been moving through that. That has required huge trust. Yeah. Trust in yourself. I think a lot of people have been developing trust in themselves this year, trust in their guidance. And I think we've had a lot of patience needed too, because I talked about this in my podcast around trusting the divine timing. And when you come into a year of preparation, which I feel like we've been in, I've been feeling it big time, you don't know how long that preparation period is going to take. And sometimes when you come into a year and you're like, right, this is my year that I want to meet my soulmate. I want to have that baby. I want to set up my business, whatever it is. Life says, beautiful, I hear you. I hear your desire and your desire is done. But there's a little journey you have to go on to get ready for that. And you might think you're ready right now for what it is that you want. But the higher plan can see, no, there's a few things that you need to experience before you can get here. And I think for a lot of us, that's what this year has been about too. Let me know if this is resonating in the comments, guys. I think that's what this year has been about too. We've had to be very patient as we've gone through a lot of the big growth and learning that we've needed to be ready for what it is that we truly want. So You know, beautiful Anna, I'm so glad this resonates so much. She says, speaking straight to my soul. Beautiful Haley, I'm really glad as well. So, you know, this whole process, beautiful Michelle, I'm so glad, 1,000% yes. This whole process continues to unfold. I don't think we can say, oh, you know, at the end of 2018, that process is over. I think we're continuously moving through it. It's the life-death cycle of growth. But something is intensifying now, and I think we are the completion, as I've spoken about, the completion of one big cycle is intensifying, and it's intensifying because it's ending. And I want to know, intuitively in yourself, and I might, sorry guys for all the banging out there, I hope it's not too distracting, and I might send this to you guys as a prompt, but intuitively in yourself, what do you feel is completing? What cycle is coming to an end? What chapter of your life is coming to an end? What part of yourself are you like sending off and saying that is done? There are significant things completing. And that's why I felt so called to run this session, this 21-day course, because I just knew energetically there was big stuff going on and we were being really supported to complete some big stuff in our lives. You know, and I think one way to look at this, and I'm going to be talking about this now around how to really know what we need to be letting go of at the moment, but, and I think I mentioned this in the podcast too, we want to be looking at these places where, you know, where we're looping, where we've sort of been feeling for a while like we're maybe treading water, we're kind of hanging at the same level, we've been circling around the same kind of lessons for a while. Oh yeah, the loop, says Caitlin. Oh my God, the loop of this year, right? Like, gosh, how many times do I have to circle around to the same thing? Well, life is like, because you haven't quite got the lesson yet, we're going to keep circling around to this. But, you know, you circle around at a deeper level every time, don't you? Every time. You don't come around to it again as the same person. You come around to it in a deeper level. So, but where do you feel like maybe you have learn everything you need to learn from this particular experience. Maybe you have. Maybe it is time to complete it. Maybe it's time to stop manifesting it over and over and over. Maybe it's time to decide, you know what? I don't think I need to keep learning this lesson. I think I got it. Let's let this go now. So let's look at some key things that you can be exploring to help you know what you need to let go of and what it is currently it's time to let go of. And I'm going to give these to you as things to be journaling about, thinking about, reflecting on. Just make note of them and maybe give yourself some space to think about them or think about them now. Terry, leaving my Terry's iPad. I don't know if that's Terry. I'm presuming it is. Leaving my corporate job. Yeah. Actually, give me a comment if, you know, even an emoji if you want. Someone who feels like there's a change. Oh, thanks, Lucy. I appreciate that. Someone who feels like if there's a change going on in your career area at the moment, give me like a little heart emoji or just say a yes or something in the comments. If you feel that there's something related to your career, yeah, there's big stuff going on around our purpose. Do you feel like you've been called more onto your greater, higher purpose at the moment? Yeah. Caitlin says yes, Gretchen, Haley, Terry's iPad says yes, Anna. Yeah, I know we're feeling it, right? Yes, Michelle, big time. So let's look at, here are some things that's important for us to explore. Where in your life at the moment are there things that are just no longer lighting you up or making you happy in the way that they used to? You know, sometimes, and it's really unsettling when this happens, but sometimes when something that used to feel really good and make you really happy just doesn't anymore, that can be a really unsettling feeling, but that is absolutely a sign that you have shifted and changed and you've fallen out of alignment with that thing. You might feel that in your career. I felt it in many aspects of my business this year, and it was very unsettling. And I remember feeling that in relationships. I've had that happen in long-term relationships where one day I'm just there with my partner and I'm like, oh my gosh, the feelings are changing. This just doesn't feel right anymore. It's not lighting me up in the way that it used to. Another thing to look at is where you just feel like something else is pulling at you and calling at you. Have you ever had that feeling where, you know, I get it energetically, like this feeling like something's pulling at me, like there's something else for you to be doing beyond this. You also want to look at any place where you feel restricted, stuck, limited, and unfulfilled. You want to look at places where something feels out of alignment with who you want to become. So say you're creating this new vision or idea about who you want to be, and then you can see, well, actually, this is a good example. In friendships, I've noticed this a lot, where you start going on your spiritual awakening self-development journey, and you're like, oh, I'm just like craving conscious conversations and soulful connections and, you know, sipping tea and chatting rather than going out and partying and drinking and stuff anymore. And so then you go to hang out with your kind of friends that you've known for a while, and you're like, this just feels out of alignment now. It feels like when I go and sit and gossip and drink wine, it takes me away from how I'm wanting to feel. So you sort of look at those things that feel like they're out of alignment. They're taking you away from what you're wanting to move towards. Not saying there's anything wrong with gossiping and drinking wine, but that was a big thing that I went through, was needing to distance myself from certain friendships. It happened a few years ago for me. Look at areas where you're not receiving in the way you want to be receiving. You're not receiving at the level you want to be receiving. Sometimes relationships are a big place to look at that, and that's confronting, but that is absolutely an area where we need to look at letting go, and also where the core feelings you're wanting to experience, we are not able to feel those. And I think career is where this plays out a lot. Again, where you go to your job and you're just like, this is just not, I'm not experiencing any of the feelings that I want to be experiencing here. And that's sort of that honest, confronting feeling of like, maybe this isn't right for me anymore. All right, let me see where I'm up to with my notes. I'd actually also like to know, outside of the career stuff that we've been talking about, give me a word to say, what other area of your life at the moment is there sort of some letting go going on? Where are you noticing this play out? It could be within yourself, like in your health and the way you relate to your finances. Could be in relationships. It could be in where you live, your community. Where else is this playing out for you? Let me know in the comments. Relationships, friendships, yes. Family relationships. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Trying to conceive and letting go of my own timeline and expectations around that. That's a tough one. Relationships. Yeah. Relationships and career. These have been the two big areas. Yeah. And community and friendships. Thank you for sharing, beautiful woman. I appreciate it. Okay. So let's look at now. I'm going to get into a little bit more of the deeper, more practical stuff around how we work through this completion process, these endings, this letting go. I skimmed the surface of it in my podcast, but I wanted to save a lot of that for this session today. Okay. We're going to look at two areas together today. We're going to look at what's unfolding within you and what's unfolding within your world. And I'm going to take you through a couple of conversations around this now. And I've been touching on it, but we're going to go a little bit deeper. So I want you to think about, what have you been noticing within yourself around your thoughts, your habits, or behaviors that is holding you back, pulling you back, blocking you from stepping into the new that you want? What habits are you playing out that are just not supporting you and are actually preventing you? You know, it could be, say, a habit that you have around health that's almost in complete opposition to the type of self-care and health that you want to be experiencing. What are the current patterns of behavior, habits, or ways of thinking that are out of alignment with the new? What are the things that you're bumping up against when you're wanting to step into the new, but you've got this like stuff coming up? You've got these, maybe they're fears, maybe they're stories about your worth. Maybe it's like the way you sabotage yourself. Now, you may not uncover this right here, right now in this session. This might, or maybe you've already started thinking about it, but this might be a chance to really think about this. some of the stories you keep telling yourself, some of the beliefs that you hold, some of the ways that you're thinking about things. Where do you act in opposition? Like, where is the way you're acting is almost the opposite of how you want to be acting. It's almost it's the opposite of what you're trying to create for yourself. And I want us to take a little look at this as a starting point. And I'm going to see, let me see if I can come up with a couple of examples for you, because I like to give examples just, and as it's coming to mind, please type into the comments. A little example for me is like, so the new that I want to call in, say in the area of relationships, is a relationship. And the current way that I'm acting is I'm not in any way prioritizing a relationship. I'm completely prioritizing work. I have been working a lot from home, so kind of isolating myself. I'm not on any dating app. I wouldn't say that I'm being very open. And I haven't really been focusing on my feminine energy much, which I know is like one of the key things that helps me call in a relationship. So this is an area where I've been noticing, okay, here's what I want, but why is it that so many of my actions and behaviors at the moment are the ways that I'm being at the moment are in opposition to what I want? Why am I being like that? This is the stuff we want to look at. And I was even noticing old emotions arise as well around disappointment, feeling disheartened, feeling jealous of other people's relationships. And I know all of that keeps me out of alignment with what I want too. Yeah, health patterns. Thank you, Michelle. That's very much what unfolds. Fear of not pleasing others, overriding pleasing myself. Yeah, so being concerned about making others happy and therefore compromising on your own happiness and well-being, as well as the fear of being seen. Beautiful. Okay. So we want to start to notice this. And these are the things we're going to write down, you know, that we're ready to release. God, I'm trying not to get distracted. The things that we are wanting to release, the things that we are trying to, that we are wanting to let go of. The things that we can see need to be examined and shed and upgraded and up-leveled for us to come into alignment with what we're now ready for. And one thing that I want to start with, yes, fear of being seen, Caitlin says as well. So the way that I want to start with this is when you notice the pattern of behavior, I want you to, this is where I'm going with this. I want you to start to ask yourself, how is that pattern of behavior serving you at the moment in terms of how is it keeping you safe and how is it protecting you? Because the thing that happens is we want this new situation. Say we want to be more seen. Say we want to be in love. Say we want to set up our own business. Say we want to have more soulful friendships. Say we want to prioritize our own happiness. We want that. But there is a part of us that for whatever reason is resisting it, is afraid of it, is not allowing us to step into it. And so we run all these patterns of behavior that prevent us stepping into it. And why is that? Why is that? Because these patterns of behavior keep us safe. They protect us. They allow us to avoid feeling things. They allow us to avoid discomfort. They allow us to avoid disappointing people, being rejected, failing, looking silly, being judged. Yeah. So when we're looking at releasing these patterns of behavior, it's not just about saying, I want to let this pattern of behavior go. It's about going behind the pattern of behavior and looking at why am I actually running this in the first place? How is this keeping me safe? How is this protecting me? What is this allowing me to avoid? And I recognized in myself in that relationship example, it's allowing me to avoid having to make myself vulnerable again, putting myself out there to get into a relationship, potentially be rejected, potentially get my heart broken again. And so I've been justifying all these old patterns, oh, I'm too busy with work, and oh, I'm not interested in dating, blah, 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 story, 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 which really is just protecting me from feeling whatever pain or discomfort I've associated with what I'm being called into. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Mine is the fear of being vulnerable too. Thank you, Kate, for sharing. Yes, my relationship is great, but I totally relate to this in terms of expanding my business. Scared of sharing my vision and my heart because I want to protect my heart. Fear of failure. Yes. Okay. So that's where you get to, where you're like, all right, there is a fear behind this. Now, when you land on your fear, how do you support yourself through your fear? What do you do when you find that fear in yourself typically? And sometimes we don't know what to do with this fear when we find it. We kind of go, ooh, that feels uncomfortable. What do I do with it? What I've learned how to do and what I'm learning how to do is have compassion for my fear, understand my fear, and learn how to support myself through that fear. So you might, oh, just got to turn off this video here. Hold on. All right. We've got people logging in on video, which is beautiful. It's wonderful to see you, but we'll do that when we get to the group coaching call. All right. So when you actually, this is what we're going to do. When you find that fear, I want you to identify where in your body you feel it. And I want you to put your hand over it. It might be in your solar plexus. It might be in your heart. And when you land on that fear, when you peel back and you're like, oh, I am running these patterns of behavior because I am afraid. I'm afraid of getting hurt. I'm afraid of being vulnerable. I'm afraid of being rejected. I'm afraid of failing. Just almost feel a love and compassion for that little part of you that's afraid. We don't want to beat up on our fear. We don't want to judge our fear. We don't want to berate ourselves for feeling fear. We want to love and support ourselves through that fear. Yeah. So I usually will go in and I'll be like, oh, wow, you're really afraid. You are afraid of being hurt. You're afraid of being rejected. You're afraid of getting your heart broken again. You're afraid of someone not wanting you. You don't want to feel that feeling. And then you might just take 5 deep breaths into that. And you might journal through that feeling. You might journal through some of the past experiences you've had around that feeling and just process that emotion. You know, I don't think we let ourselves really process what's there sometimes. And then I want you to ask yourself, how can I support myself through this? Knowing that, yeah, I am going to feel a little bit vulnerable. I am going to fear a little bit afraid about the unknown. But how can I bring this fear with me? And how can I support myself through this fear so that it doesn't have to stop me, so that I can still move forward even though this little sensitive part of me is there? What does she need to feel safe? Does this part of me need a lot of self-care right now? Does this part of me need me to tell her that she's lovable just as she is? Does she need me to practice deeper self-love for her? Does she need to get some support through a coach or a mentor or talking to a friend? What does this little part of you need to start to feel safe to lean into that fear and move through it? What type of encouraging, supportive words do you need to hear from yourself? And that's something that's really helped me, is when I just go, oh, Con, you're afraid. And that's not a bad thing. And that's beautiful. And it means you really care. And it means whatever you're wanting to step into is really, really important to you. And that's okay. You just learn how to support yourself through that fear. And so in that moment, I can say, okay, all of these patterns that you're running to protect yourself, do you know what? You don't need them anymore because I'm going to protect you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to care for you. I'm going to support you through this. I've got you. So you need to have your own back there. And that will allow you to say, okay, I don't have to keep procrastinating. I don't have to keep doing things in opposition to what I want because I know I'm going to love and support myself through this. Let me know what's coming up for you around that. I'd love to hear your thoughts around that. That part of me needs to feel powerful, strong, and capable. And yes, and we have the ability to create that feeling within ourselves. You know, if you just spoke to yourself differently, if you chose to believe different things about yourself, if you chose to celebrate yourself and tell yourself why you're wonderful and smart and intelligent and capable and why you have so much to offer, if you chose to do that for yourself, you would feel completely different. Started working out, doing strength exercises. It's been a huge help. Yes, if you ask that part of yourself, what do you need to feel strong? It might say, go to the gym and work out. That's going to help me. So ask that part of yourself what it's going to need. Thank you for sharing, Gretchen. That's beautiful. Okay. So we also, and I might talk about this in our second workshop a bit, but we're, my hands is doing this. I'm about to talk about, okay, I feel like that part of myself has been craving to be acknowledged, and I've been pushing her away and totally belittling her. So much clarity. You know, it's so interesting when we look at it, because we don't even realize we're doing that sometimes. And I realized this in my relationship area. I'm being very honest with you all. I didn't realize how much every day I was telling myself, I'm not as good as her, and I'm not as beautiful as her, and, you know, Con, you're so difficult. What guy would want to be with you? I was telling myself these stories, which no wonder left me feeling like, oh, well, I'm not worthy of a relationship then. Simply looking at the way you're speaking to yourself and choosing now to just, like, give yourself what you need, speak to yourself in a way that's going to help you feel confident, it can make a huge difference. Thank you, women, for sharing. I'm so glad that's given you some clarity. Anna, I'm so hard on myself for blocking and limiting myself when it's really just protecting myself. More self-compassion. Oh, self-compassion is so healing. It really is. Because this is what we do. We judge and berate and beat up on ourselves. When we watch ourselves like, oh, you said you were going to be healthy now, and look, you just ate that cake. Oh, you said that you were going to post on Instagram today about your new business offering, and look, you didn't do it. And then we just beat up on ourselves and judge and criticize ourselves for being afraid. And, you know, no one thrives through criticism. We thrive through being nurtured and supported and loved and encouraged. I'm glad you can see that's what you need. Thank you. Okay. So this is what I was doing the hand movements about. I'm very animated when I'm talking about things. So when we look at moving from old to new, I always look at it as like moving from sort of from one place to another, right? What you need to understand is, and in this old, we're calling it the old place that you've been, you've had certain beliefs, thoughts, perceptions of yourself, identities, patterns of behavior that are associated with this old way of being. And every time you act them out, you cement in your old way of being. You and your new way of being has a different mindset, different beliefs, different patterns of behavior, different habits. And so something that can be really useful to kind of make the steps from your old way to your new way is to actually really map out what are the little steps in between. What are the little steps that are going to take me from this old version of myself to this new version of myself? So, like I said, I'm going to talk about this more in workshop too, but let me give you a little example. Michelle, I've been berating myself for my lack of business success and hiding under the shame. Oh my God, shame is killer. Thank you for your honesty. Shame, you know, I heard Brené Brown say something really beautiful. Was it Brené Brown? Yeah. She said, guilt is when we feel like we've done something wrong. Shame is when we feel like we are wrong. Shame is like an extra stab because we internalize what we've done to mean something about us. Ow, right? That feeling of being wrong, like doing something wrong, is it shuts down your whole energy system. No one feels inspired when they feel like there's so much wrong with them. So, yes, that shame comes from not only watching ourselves do things wrong, but then internalizing it and making it mean there's something wrong with us. And so we can shift that absolutely through a lot of self-compassion, a lot of self-love, a lot of self-forgiveness, and a lot of nurturing of yourself. And a lot of dropping of the story of being wrong and flipping it into finding what is right about us, what we are doing right, and celebrating ourselves when we're doing things right. I mean, all those are just labels, but thank you, women, for your honesty. It really is very, very beautiful. I appreciate it. Okay, so moving from old to new. So let's give an example where old way Connie in relationships is. I'm going to be really honest. Connie prioritizes work, really focused on work, doesn't make time for relationships, makes excuses around why she can't be in a relationship, is very independent, very enjoys doing things by herself and for herself, acts like she doesn't need or want a relationship, all those things. And then there's a whole mindset that goes in around that, around my worth and my, you know, how I feel about myself and all of that, you know. new way of being is Connie in a relationship, let's just say. New way of being is Connie's in partnership, Connie is in relationship, Connie is prioritizing relationship and partnership over work, Connie feels worthy and deserving of love. Connie is opening her heart and putting herself out there to meet someone, okay? Let's just look at those two different states of being. You can look at it in terms of, yeah, maybe two different, I would write it that way actually, as like your old way and your new way. What are the little things that are going to take me from this woman to this woman? And it could be, there could be so many different things. Oh, I just lost my light. Give me a sec. Sometimes when I move the computer screen, it pops the light back in. There we go. Okay. I just had to do that. All right. So the little things that might help is like getting back into my feminine embodiment work, practicing more self-love, speaking to myself more kindly, telling the universe that I'm ready for a relationship, doing some energy work around calling in my partner, getting on the dating apps, beginning to work outside of home a bit more so I'm surrounding myself with people and having more chance to meet someone, telling my friends that I'm ready for a relationship and asking them to potentially set me up with someone who they think might be good for me, practicing more self-love work, walking down the street really open, making eye contact, smiling at someone if I think they're attractive. Like, these are all the little things, you know, affirming to myself every day that I'm worthy and deserving of love and I'm ready for it. Reading books about getting into relationships, listening to podcasts about getting into relationships. Lucy, so sorry, and everyone, this is so good, but I have to go. No problems. You can catch the rest of it in the recording and replay. Thanks for being here for the first part of it. So see how there are steps. There is a process that's both, you know, upgrading your mindset, your beliefs, everything like that, but it's also little steps you can take. And that's very often how I think about how we can make this change. And then every time you hit a little bit of the fear, you know, oh, I got to go on the dating app again, I got to go on that first date, you know, apply this to career if it's not relationships for you, apply it to whatever area it's playing out for you. But then you just keep loving and supporting yourself through the fear. And that's one of the key ways that I, you know, I'm a very visual person and I would often draw that. I would actually draw that like a circle old, a circle new, and then all the little steps in between that you could practice that could help you make that transition. Okay, let's now look at, let me have a sip of water. How fun is this, guys? I'm really, really loving this session. It's awesome. Thank you for those of you who are here with me live. Now let's look at the external areas of your life a little bit more. So that was a bit of a talk about some of the inner stuff. What I want you to do is take a little inventory of each area of your life. Now, everyone, I think, has different sort of categories they like to use. I would in general say health would be a key category. Work, career, business, obviously. I think money, you could link money into that, but I think money could have its own category. Relationships, if you want, you could split relationships into romantic and friendship, or you can just say relationships. I would also maybe do one for relationship with self, or just self, just you in general, but sometimes people like to call that different things. You might look at, depending on what's important to you, you might, oh, home could be one as well. You might look at travel if that's an important area for you, an adventure, learning, creativity, spirituality. You could add on a few additional categories, but I think the ones I mentioned at the start are kind of the key ones that we might want to look at. Now, you can write them as a list. I was sort of getting this image of them like a grid on a page where you kind of like, you know, put them in a box, although you might need a little bit more room. And I want you, and you may not be able to do it all in this session, but it's something to revisit. I want you to look at each area and just really, first of all, feel into like, how is this area of my life feeling at the moment? Oh my God, the banging. Sorry, guys. How is this area of my life feeling at the moment? And what in this area of my life is currently depleting me? And notice that feeling of like energy being drained, like it's taking energy away. You feel depleted. Look, because we're always having to put our energy into things. But I think when something's not truly right, it just feels, it feels depleting. It feels draining. We will often resent it. And I call it an energy leak. when you have those things. It's like a place where it's like leaking energy. It's like a dripping tap. It's just like pulling energy. Yeah, Caitlin's feeling it. Where are you guys feeling it? I've done so much work around energy leaks this year. I have just been cleaning up energy leaks left, right, and center in every area of my life. And I can't tell you how much it frees up energy and like makes you feel so much lighter. It is such a supportive practice to do. Okay, so what's depleting you? What feels like it's draining energy? What's leaking energy? So an example of an energy leak would be, say, a relationship where you know you don't really, like, don't get too much out of that friendship anymore. You don't really love being in it. You always feel a bit drained, but you're still saying yes to spending time with that person. And you walk away from it being like, ugh, I just went against my own truth and I feel really drained. And, oh, I felt like that was a waste of energy. I've had to look at it a lot in my business where I'm just doing things in the business that I'm like, someone else could be doing this, Connie. Why are you wasting so much energy doing all these things? You just really need to delegate it and get some support. It could be where, you know, we can leak energy through our thinking, where we're replaying old stories, where we are thinking about things that we really just need to let go of, or we're harboring resentment, where we're not forgiving, where we're not letting go, where we're still angry about something that happened 3 years ago. They're leaking energy as well. So in each area, what's depleting you? Where do you feel like you're kind of leaking energy? And I also want you to look at what's missing in those areas of your life. What's missing? You know, I can tell you what's missing in my relationship area. Maybe in work, what's missing is passion. What's missing is fulfillment. What's missing is support. Maybe in friendships, what's missing is that authenticity that you're really craving. What's missing there? Yeah, Caitlin, thank you. Feeling this in relationships, and you stay in because of fear. And that's when you need to face that fear. And we have this a lot of, what is my fear of letting this go? Is it that I'm afraid that what they're going to think about me? Is it that I'm afraid that I won't find anyone else? And you identify that fear and you feel it and you breathe into it and you be with it and you honor it. But then you find the courage to still act on your truth anyway. And you just let it feel uncomfortable as you lean into it. But what happens with most of us is that the minute it gets uncomfortable, we don't want to keep moving forward because we don't know what to do with that discomfort. We need to love and support ourselves through it rather than letting it stop us. We have to remind ourselves why we are doing this. Yeah, so in these areas, what's missing? What needs to change? What needs to upgrade in these areas? So I'm going to get you to do that in each area. Just really do a little inventory of each area of the life. And I think that will really illuminate to you where you need to add in something, where you need to let go of something, where you need to change something, where you need to up-level something. Also think about, you know, where things feel heavy, where things feel... where things just don't feel the way you want them to feel. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. All right. Did anything come up for you around that? Let me know in the comments section if anything additional came up around that. Okay. Now let's talk about the how. Now I'm going to get into, I've got two sections to cover here with you. And just a reminder for everyone, I am intending to run for around 90 minutes. So that will take us up to around 9:30 Australia time. So totally understand if not everyone can stay for the full time. Okay. Here's some ways that we can end things. Here's some ways that we can complete things. Yeah, beautiful, Michelle. That completion exercise might require sort of sitting down and working through it. My intention, I would say, for this 21 days of journaling experience is that you're going to continue working with this until the end of the year if you want to. I feel like I want to give you everything I can in this 21 days, but I see this as something you might continue working on through December, reflecting, revisiting, you know, coming, really thinking about and working through, because it does take a bit of time. All right, so how do we let go? How do we end things? How do we complete things? I'm going to give you step number one. One of the first things that I think is so important and is actually one of the most powerful ways that you can end and complete something quite literally to take your energy out of it. Because everything is sustained in your life through your energy, through you giving your energy to it. Something can't grow in your life, be sustained, exist without you giving energy to it. Let's look at a garden as an example, because I love nature gardening analogies when it comes to describing personal development stuff. You know, I love a good hand movement as well. So let's say you've got two garden beds of plants and flowers. Let's say you've got one garden bed that you are tending to every day, giving it a lot of energy, watering it, fertilizing it, making sure the sun's getting on it, pruning it, going in and checking on it, you know, several times a day, making sure that it's doing well, okay? And let's make sure you've got another little garden bed over here that you're ignoring, not really thinking about it, not looking at it, not checking in on it, not doing anything about it. Like you've taken your energy out of it. It's actually not getting any of your energy. And then this one is getting all of your energy. Now, we know the answer to this question, but which one is going to grow and flourish? It's the same with everything in our lives. What we are investing energy in will expand and grow and become bigger and continue to exist. And when you actually take your energy out of something, it starts to dissolve, disappear, and die. So it is one of the most powerful ways that we can complete something. Now, this is in every area. This is in, particularly, in your thoughts and your mindset. Because so many of us have stories that we keep telling, even though they're not serving us, even though they're the opposite of what we want. Things that we tell about ourselves, things that we tell about certain areas of our lives, that I'm just not good with money. I've never been able to save. Yeah, I've never really been able to make much. We sort of have an identity around that. Or relationships. Relationships are hard. I've had my heart broken so many times. All men are dicks, whatever it is. Or career. Work is always stressful. Work is always difficult. Work has always been... I've never really enjoyed work, for example. I'm just making up stuff here, but, or story about your health. Oh, I'm lazy. I'm someone, I've never been able to really have the health that I want. I've never really been able to have a good health routine in place. We actually are giving energy to all of these stories that are preventing us having what we want in our lives. And this is part of the completion that needs to happen. Is really to look at, like, what story do I need to freaking stop telling myself? Because literally, is it even true? Have I just been telling myself this story so long that I've started to believe it? Is this story serving me? Is this working for me? Is this helping me? You know, when you're looking at each area of your life, something else you might ask in there is, what's the story I typically tell myself about this area of my life? And I want you to look at, does this story need an upgrade? Does this story need to change? If through telling that story, I was continuing to manifest that exact story in my life, is that what I want to create? So through giving your energy to these stories, and I know we do it without even realizing, but that's what the whole point of this is to become aware of them. Through noticing them and being able to consciously choose to take your energy out of a story and break the pattern of thinking about it and write a new story. We're going to do this in the next workshop, but actually really look at what new story do I want to create in this area that will allow me to have what I want. And if I give energy to that, that's the garden bed of my life that's going to blossom and flow. And then this one over here, if I stop telling that story, it's going to shrivel up and die, and it's like it's not going to exist anymore. It can really be like that. I mean, that's a neurophysics, I don't know what the word is for it, neuroscience, perspective. If you study the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza, he talks about when neurons that no longer fire together no longer wire together. So when they stop firing off a certain pattern of thinking in your brain, those neurons sort of stop connecting. He describes it much better than I describe it. Study his work if you want to know more about that. So that's one absolute powerful way is to, you know, and this is why if you want to end a relationship, sometimes the best way is to just not continue being in contact with that person, not continue, you know, looking at their social media or taking your energy out of something is a very powerful way to end it. And a process I want to give you, particularly around stuff that's unfolding within you, I teach this process in Slow Down and Tune In, my 3-month course, and it's called Catch, Witness, Choose Again. So if you start to become aware of, say, stories that you're telling, belief systems that you have, ways of thinking that you know are not supporting you, the first step is to be able to catch those stories when they play out. So you might start to develop more awareness around it and be like, oh, there I am telling myself that story again about my health, that I'm lazy and that I can't possibly change my body. You want to catch it. You want to witness it. And witnessing it means observing the thought that's going on, watching that voice in your mind and what it's telling you. Maybe also watching what emotion is present for you around it. I teach this a lot when it comes to changing emotionally driven patterns of behavior. Like if you're that person, you know, that's, we all do these things. You know, you might find it when you're online shopping or emotionally eating or emotionally texting someone or emotionally like you're scrolling social media and you don't even realize why you're doing it, is you want to catch it. And then you want to witness what's going on inside of you in that moment. Like, how am I feeling right now? Oh, whoa. Like I just realized I'm totally trying to avoid this uncomfortable emotion, or I'm feeling lonely, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling anxious. And so sometimes we run these patterns of behavior and they're being driven emotionally. And then the next step is choose again. And that would be in that moment where you say, okay, old pattern of behavior is to do things this way. What's the new pattern of behavior? If I could consciously choose to do something differently in this moment, act in a more empowering way, what would I choose instead? And so that catch, witness, choose again is something I very often teach when it comes to creating inner change. Another powerful way, and I touched on this in the podcast, to end things is to say no. And you may have all, if you listen to the podcast, you may have already been journaling around what do you want to say no to, but I would encourage you to start thinking about it. Where do you need to use that magic word no? What are you saying yes to that you actually really want to be saying no to? And as we talked about in the podcast, where do you need to communicate to life that something is complete for you by saying no? By saying no, I'm not available for this anymore. I'm not giving my energy to this anymore. I'm not available for this anymore. Very powerful way to end things. Another way is to have a courageous conversation. Sometimes the reason that things drag on in our lives is because we haven't had the conversation that needs to happen. If there's anywhere in, say, a relationship where your needs aren't getting met, if there's any situation where you're not feeling supported, if there's anywhere where, I don't know, you're tolerating and putting up with something, you know, these are the places where we're sort of stuck in these cycles. Maybe in our job, we're just like, you're so burdened with work that you haven't yet had the conversation with your boss to say, I'm not coping. I need support. I need a break, whatever it is. Or to your partner, maybe you're not fully expressing what you want and need. Maybe you're not being honest around how you're feeling. Having a courageous conversation, letting the truth come out. I saw one of the women in as her theme was brutal honesty. Brutal honesty is an incredible way to complete something. It just clears the air. And I want you to notice if there's anywhere where, I don't know, something's kind of dragging on or you're not getting what you need because there's a conversation you're avoiding having. So that's an absolutely powerful way. Don't you love it when the message arrives at the right time, Kate? She's like, haha, I get the message. I've had a conversation I've been avoiding for 2 months, and this morning I journaled that today is the day, and then I just reminded you, yep, I came through, channeled through, right to you, Kate. It's that's actually an energy leak. Have you ever felt that? Procrastination, not that this is procrastination, but I have those things as well where you kind of know you've got to get to it and you start putting it off. That actually consumes a lot of energy because you're sort of thinking about it and then it's weighing on you a little bit. And yeah, totally is procrastination. The lightness you experience when you finally clean those things up. Whew, so much lighter. And it's clear. It sets it free. It sets the record straight. It either ends it or it reestablishes a new dynamic. Very powerful. What's coming to mind, beautiful women, as I'm talking through this, is anything that I'm touching on resonating? Share with me in the comments. Yes, ending a story I was going to talk about. I did touch about on that. Cutting an energetic tie I want to talk about. Now, relationships. I know you had some of you in the comments have brought up around family relationships. And something that I've noticed with family relationships is that they go through, you know, various processes. But as you begin to change and evolve, sometimes what happens is that your family also, they're not maybe on the journey. They're not progressing in the way you are. You're changing and evolving, but then you go back to be with your family and you just get triggered. Right back into those old patterns again. And then you kind of get angry at your family because you're like, you're doing this to me. I thought I was so progressed and you just pulled me right back into it. Now, understand with family dynamics, there's like huge soul contracts in family dynamics and you're all playing roles for each other and you're all mirroring each other and you're all teaching each other what you need to learn. You're all pushing each other's buttons. Like they're intense mixing pots of spiritual growth. And sometimes we just need to accept that. But I think our family are always going to be the place where we're probably the most triggered, unless you have a beautiful situation in your family. But I've had to stop talking to some family members because they can only relate to me if I'm in the victim mode. Thank you for your honesty, Caitlin. That's a difficult one. I actually had to do that for a few years as well with my mum. I had to take a few years of, look, I did speak to my mum in that time, but not very much. And with my mom, it was a pretty interesting situation, actually. I used to hang up the phone on her. I mean, she lived interstate from me, so we'd talk on the phone. I used to hang up the phone on her when she would get into her victim negative story. And I would just say, hey, mom, like, I'm not interested in having these conversations. I'll talk to you later. I started hanging up on her. And it's so interesting because our dynamic has completely changed now. And she's circled back and been able to be a beautiful, incredible support person for me now. But I really had to change the energy of our dynamic. So when it comes to cutting energetic tie, what is this sort of related to is we have these soul contracts. And sometimes, I know this might sound really triggering to say, but sometimes it's a bit of codependency in family situations in that we're playing roles for each other and we're there's sort of this thing where we meet each other's needs in an unhealthy way. Let me see if I can give you an example. Like with my mom was someone who used to offload about a lot of drama. All she wanted to do was talk about the drama of her life. And for her, the need that got met was to be heard, to be validated, to be seen, to be acknowledged, connection, and to feel, I guess in the victim stuff. I was the sounding board. I was the coach, the therapist. I would listen to her. I would support her. And what need did that mean for me? Well, it got me connection with my mom. It made me feel like I was needed by her. It made me feel loved to some extent because I was helping her. It made me feel useful. Now, we set up these dynamics sometimes subconsciously. And then sometimes one of us will go through the awakening and realize, you know what? Ugh, I don't want to engage in that anymore. And so sometimes what needs to happen is you can do a little exercise of cutting an energetic tie with someone. Okay, Michelle, estranged from my family, but now I'm reconnected and it's even worse. Look, with some family situations, and I wouldn't recommend this for everyone, sometimes we do need space. Sometimes in family situations, it's not healthy to stay in close contact. based on whatever your situation was. So you can do this at a distance. If there's someone that you feel like you're stuck in a codependent energetic pattern with, or you feel like they're still hooked into you, like they still need you, or there's someone you can't let go of, or even if it's a job, there's a situation you can't let go of, doing a visualization exercise where you imagine that person sitting in front of you, or that situation in front of you, and you imagine an energy cord between the two of you. And I often imagine it being between your solar plexus and the other person's solar plexus, if it's a person. I think I talked through this in my Letting Go podcast. I'm posting in the group if I can remember where it is exactly. I think I talked through this exercise. But I've done this with a lot of people in my life where I felt like I needed to break the connection that was there so that a new connection could be formed, or so that that person could leave. And you can go through this sort of beautiful ritual that you can practice of sitting with that person. And I know it's really hard with people who have maybe hurt you, where there's a lot of water under the bridge, a lot of pain, a lot of resentment, whatever it is. But if you can sit with that person and have a conversation, imagine yourself being able to tell them everything you feel, maybe everything you're angry about, all the ways they've hurt you. You know, you imagine this in your mind's eye. Imagine you're sitting with them. Let yourself get out whatever emotion is there. If you can imagine that that person, if they're acting in an unhealthy way, it is because on some level within them, they are in pain. They are wounded. They are struggling and suffering with their own stuff. They are disconnected from love. And if you can find it in your heart to have compassion for what that person must be going through within themselves to be acting the way they're acting, or if you can just feel compassion for that person was just simply doing the best they could in this relationship, that person was just acting the level of consciousness they had. If you can find a little bit of compassion in your heart for that individual, knowing that that is a soul that is playing a role for you for a reason, if you can thank them, and that might be hard, but thank them for all that they taught you, for everything they've shown you about yourself, and maybe how they've empowered you, how they've helped you grow. If you can forgive them for all the ways they've hurt you, and if you can choose to let them go, and you can say, I'm now consciously willing and ready to let this go. I no longer choose to engage in this pattern. I no longer choose to allow you to be like this with me. I no longer need to have you in my life. And with love, not with hate, not with anger, with love, you can set them free. And you can imagine a big pair of golden scissors coming in and cutting that big energy cord between the two of you. You imagine the energy cord comes back into your solar plexus, it moves back into their solar plexus. And I want you to then imagine them going off on their way, sending them off with love. And you do this for you because you want to be in a state of forgiveness and love. You don't want to be hanging on to resentment and pain and hurt. This is not about making someone right for what they did. But I find the energetic cutting of a cord to be a very beautiful and powerful ritual that at times can be very emotional. I found it really useful when I'm ending relationships with exes. So give that a go. See how you go with that. I've guided myself through it in meditations, but you know, you just sort of do it as visualization, and it's actually amazing what you can heal and release through doing that. As I said, forgiveness work is another beautiful way to complete things. Forgiveness can help clean up the energy. You know, I've thought about this with exes where I've been angry and I've been holding on to a lot of anger, and I'm like, who is suffering right now? Me. Who is suffering right now as a result of this anger that I'm feeling? I might think I'm making the other person wrong, but I'm the one sitting here with a closed heart, and I'm the one who's being blocked from a new relationship because of all this resentment. So forgiveness sets you free. That's why you practice it. And you might look at anything that you are carrying from this year where you are still hurt and angry, whatever it is. I would actually love to know, is there anywhere in your life, if you want to type with me in the comments, anywhere in your life where some forgiveness work would be healing and helpful for you at the moment? Write that in the comments for me. Is there anywhere at the moment where some forgiveness work or even cutting of energetic ties would be helpful and healing for you at the moment? Like I said, so much of the completion work we're doing, like, let's clean up the energy of this year. Let's clean it up for your own well-being so that you can move into a new chapter empowered, light, and free. Do it for you. Thank you. Beautiful. Honesty. Gretchen with an X. Kate, yes, definitely. A round of friendship. Thank you. Michelle, leaving my toxic job. So much pain. And sometimes we need to just let ourselves feel and be in the pain, but be willing to feel it. We don't want to forgive and release in order to just be like, oh, well, cool, haha, forgive. I forgive, love and light. It's not about that. You might really need to let yourself feel some of the pain. Caitlin, forgiving my past self. Ooh, that has struck a chord with me. I love that one. I think we would all benefit from doing that. Imagine a younger version of yourself, whether it's 6 months younger, a year younger, 10 years younger, sitting in front of you. Oh my God, I almost want to cry. That cracks your heart open. When you imagine that version of yourself that you're still angry at, that you're holding resentment and judgment against, you imagine sitting in front of you. That is a session in itself. That's big work. But whoa, if the main person you're holding resentment against is yourself, then that could be a really valuable thing to do. I love and forgive you for simply doing the best that you were doing with what you had at the time. You were doing the best with what you knew and with what you had. And cool, you've grown now. You see things differently. But that doesn't mean I need to be angry at you for doing the best that you could in that moment. I need to forgive you, integrate the lessons and learnings, and then move on. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. Let me see if I've got a couple more things here. And the other final piece of healing that you could bring in around this is also the inner child work. You can bring in a similar way the energy or image of your inner child. Very healing work. And you may not be doing an energetic cutting with her, but you might be bringing her in and just having a conversation and just asking her a bit about maybe where she's still holding on to, whether she's still feeling pain from the past, maybe towards mum or dad, maybe around things that happened to her, maybe around what she didn't get as a child. Oh, now we've got the garbage bins coming. You guys have been very patient with me and all my background noise today. If you can tune into that little child and ask her, what is she needing? Was there anything that she needed as a child that she didn't get? And if you can listen to her and hold space for her and find out what she is needing in order to feel safe, in order to feel loved, in order to feel validated, in order to feel seen, in order to feel heard. You can find out what she needs and then you can work as the adult you are now to almost like be the parent to give her what she was never able to get. The love, the attention, the acknowledgement, the care, the play, the validation. You can work with that in your mind's eye. I've done so much of that work and it is so healing to connect with that little girl and say, sweetheart, what do you need? What can I do for you? How can I help you feel safe and loved? What can I do for you to make you know that you are good enough? And she'll tell you. I'm presuming I've got majority women here when I'm saying she. Beautiful. Okay. Couple more practical exercises. I'm trying to keep my eye on the time because, you know, I get super excited when I talk about fun things. We talked about this in the podcast episode, and I know some of you have already done it. The writing of the letter is also very, very healing. Write the letter to your past self. Maybe that's a beautiful thing to do to complete this year. Write a letter to maybe who you were at the start of the year or the self you have been through this year. Write a letter of forgiveness. Write a letter maybe of acknowledgement. Write a letter of compassion, of care, of love. write a letter to someone that you want to release that you don't have to send. Someone said they flushed it down the toilet, which was so awesome. Burn it, rip it up. Just write it out as like a completion letter. Like, thank you. I love you. This is done. Thank you for all you taught me. Thank you for all you showed me. We are now complete and I'm sending you off with love. Cut my energy cord. Goodbye. Very powerful exercise. I think that we're going to do that obviously in the completion ritual. We're going to do that for this year. Let's see what else I had here around how to let go and complete. If there's anything you're wanting to complete around an experience, someone touched on job and career, could be in a relationship, could be anything. And that's sort of what I was touching on in this prompt today. Excuse me. I want you to be able to see what you learnt from that experience and what it taught you. Knowing that there was a reason you were placed in that environment, even if it was really toxic and really hard and really challenging. Maybe it helped you up your self-worth. Maybe it helped you say, you know what? I deserve so much better than this. This is what I think my past relationships have taught me. And I can very much look at them and be like, oh my God, that was so toxic. But at the same time, wow, it helped me become so much clearer about what I want and what I deserve. And without those contrasting experiences, I wouldn't have known what I want next. So I think uncovering the lesson and learning in an experience can really help you complete it. And as I've been saying, complete it with love. I want to give a little example. I was coaching a woman. When was I coaching her? Start of this year? End of last year? I can't remember. And she was working in a very toxic job situation. She was training to be a life coach. At the same time, she was working this job and she was working with me. And she knew she wanted to be out of the job. I think she was working as an accountant. And her passion was to set up a coaching business. Beautiful, Michelle. My toxic job gave me the confidence in my own boundaries. Fantastic. Thank you. Everyone share with me. What's something that a difficult, challenging or toxic experience has taught you? So this woman was in this job and like it was really nasty what was going on in the job. And she would tell me about it, that all of the higher management, HR, were constantly putting her on warnings. Everything she did, they told her it was wrong. They were criticizing her. They were constantly telling her the work she was doing wasn't good enough. And I know this woman, Michelle, similar situation in the accounting office. I promise I'm not talking about you. but sounds very similar, doesn't it? I know this woman, she's big-hearted, generous, loving, kind, sensitive, beautiful. She was doing her best. And the way she was being treated was just not okay. So she came into our work together and we were talking a lot about her leaving the job. And she said, Connie, it's really clear to me I need to leave this job. And I said, cool, so let's just start working on that. It took her the whole duration of us working together, about 5 months, for her to finally leave the job. And what happened in around the second half of our coaching, of her deciding to stay in the job until she was fully ready to leave, was that she affected massive change in her workplace. Rather than just copping the shit that was coming her way, which is what she used to do, she started speaking up. She started standing in her power. She started filing complaints around the way that she was being treated. She started speaking to her colleagues and saying, you know what, this is not okay, the way they treat staff here. She started affecting massive change in her workplace around the way HR were operating, around the way that they were doing the warning system for people. And by the time she ended up leaving, she had started to create massive change in the culture of that workplace. Because she knew she didn't want to be there for much longer. She's like, I'm going to F and stand up for myself. I'm not tolerating this. And I'm going to say this is not okay. And I'm going to speak up when I've normally been quiet. And once she went to leave, so many people in the workplace came to her and said, thank you. Thank you so much for speaking up. Thank you so much for standing up. You have created massive change here. I just get goosebumps. And so as hard as it was for her to stay there, she came out of that experience and she said to me, Connie, I understood why I had to stay in that job for as long as I did. She said, I had a role to play there around not only helping change that workforce, but I had to learn how to use my voice. I had to find my power. I had to learn what I was worthy of and then stand up for myself. I had to learn how to have difficult conversations. So that workplace, as toxic and difficult and hard as it was, taught her some of the most phenomenal lessons for herself. And she left it. If she had left 3 months early, she would have left feeling angry, resentful, and like a victim. She walked out of that job so empowered, so grateful, and so ready for the whole new chapter of her life. And so sometimes, if we can find it, we can find a reason to be incredibly grateful, even for the most challenging experiences. So that is a beautiful way to complete things as well. Let me see. I also want you to look at just a small little thing here. Is there anything that you want to clean up and let go of from just a really small perspective around like clutter, around things being disorganized? Do you feel to clean out your home? Do you feel to cancel some online memberships that you're not even using, you know, the membership? Do you feel to clean up your inbox? Do you feel to unsubscribe from a whole heap of things? Do you feel to, you know, I'm going to do a massive clean out of my apartment in December? That's another way just to sort of, it creates a real, like a ritual almost of completion to be say, that's it. I'm cleaning out all this old stuff. I'm getting stuff in order. I'm cleaning the slate. I find that another really powerful thing to do. Is there anything else, guys, as I've been talking, any other ways that you've been thinking about you're wanting to practice completion? Anything that's been helping you with ending? Because I feel like everyone's been letting go of stuff this year. What has been helping you with your letting go this year? What has allowed you? Oh my God, look how quiet it is when those people are gone. It's like so peaceful. What has helped you let go this year? Yes, yes, my office is a clutter mess. It can make such a difference. Everything carries an energy. And when you clean out that clutter, you raise the whole vibration of your space. What was I saying? For some reason I've gone blank now. Yeah, I want to know what's really helped you this year with your letting go, because I know you've already been doing it. Is there anything else that I haven't touched on that could be really helpful? But yeah, I think the intention is complete it with gratitude, complete it with love. The final thing that I want to say too, and I'll talk about this more in the workshop on bringing in the new, is you can imagine yourself on the other side of it. And I actually find imagining myself like in the new, you know how I was saying here, old to new, imagining myself being in the new, almost like I've been able to jump right over all the steps in between and all the blocks in between and just get into the new energy, and using my imagination to feel and tap into what the new feels like, I find that can be enough sometimes just to pull me on into it. It can make me feel like, oh, this old stuff, I don't even want to do that anymore. So that can be another thing to practice, is really find and tune into, beautiful Caitlin, I'm so glad, really tune into and feel and find the energy of the new, who you would be, how it would feel, and actually let the energy of that pull you forward. That can really help pull you out of the old. If I'm ever wanting to get into a new habit, I will spend several days imagining myself doing it before I actually go to do it. So when I want to start getting back into my exercise routine, and rather than just being like, okay, cool, go do it now, I'll spend a couple of days imagining what it looks like to go to the gym, how I'll feel, how I'm going to be, what sessions I'll be going to, what my morning runs are going to look like. And I get into the energy of it. And then it makes it really easy to just go execute. Okay, so that's a whole heap of stuff. As I'd said, there's a lot that I'm going to be getting you just to be reflecting on, revisit this, rework it. So final couple of things that I want to touch on. Let me see. No, I think I've already touched on that. I was going to talk through how to work through some of the fear, resistance, and worry about letting go. Again, that will simply be about identifying, why am I holding on to this? How is this keeping me safe? How is this keeping me protected? And then fully feeling whatever fear is present around the idea of letting it go, and just loving and supporting yourself through that. So I think I talked about that quite a bit. We dived into that quite a bit. I also want to talk about how to complete this year with love, gratitude, and appreciation. And we just started talking about that as well. So really holding the intention to scan through the year, notice where there's still underlying resentment, anger, hurt, disempowerment, feeling like something went wrong, something didn't go according to plan, something didn't manifest, and really looking at it from that higher perspective of why might have this have happened? What was this here to teach me? How is this here to serve and support me? How did this help me grow? What is the blessing I can find in this experience? Why was this something beneficial for me to go through? Why might this have been part of the preparation for what I'm now ready to fully step into? What did I need to experience here first? And see if you can be grateful for it all. All right, my loves, I'm just scanning through to see if there's anything else I wanted to cover. I think I'm coming towards the end of the session. I'm happy to open up for questions. If you have any questions, anything additional, anything you want to ask, anything you want support on, start typing into the comments. If you don't have a question, maybe share with me, what was your one biggest takeaway from today? Let me know. What was your one biggest takeaway? Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to cover. Is there anything I haven't touched on that you wanted me to cover? So with this completion ritual, what we're going to do, and I'm going to give you my biggest takeaway has been to clear out my energy leaks and make that phone call. I'm so glad, Kay. It will probably make a huge difference to lightening up your energy. Thank you for sharing. So with this completion ritual, what we're going to do is I will let you know it'll be sometime on the weekend, and I'm going to try to do my best to schedule it so we hit all time zones. But if you can't be there live with all these sessions, you know you'll get instant access to the replay. So it will still be a really valuable exercise. But I'll be sending you a lot of prompts over the next couple of days. And what we're kind of going to do is write a completion letter to 2018. And this will be a letter around like, dear 2018, thank you for teaching me, dot, dot, dot. Thank you for helping me learn. Thank you for helping me grow in this way. Thank you for helping me release this. Thank you for helping me clarify what it is that I now want instead. Thank you for showing me this about myself. Thank you for helping me become aware of this particular limitation. I'm going to give you a whole heap of prompts around it. And then we'll bring this letter that you're going to write to 2018, and we'll set up a nice sacred space with like candle and sage and music and tea and all that stuff, and we'll go through a little ritual around it. Like I said, I was going to run through it in the session, but I don't want to rush that. I want to create a separate session on that for you. Takeaways: being my own best friend. Beautiful. Listening, encouraging, and supporting, honestly. Thank you, PJ. Beautiful. Gretchen, I like how you talk about the year preparing to lead me into just what I'm about to experience. Thinking about this way feels like great insight and support. Yeah, I found it really comforting. It's been interesting for me because I've recognized that a lot of the desires I birthed at the start of the year, I thought this was the year they were going to manifest. What I've recognized is this was the year I was preparing for them. And so next year, a lot of my desires are still the same, still things I wanted this year, but I think I'm ready for them now, which perhaps I wasn't. And so it's helped me with that perspective too, to really feel like this was a worthwhile year. It means that I can really receive what's coming. It means that I can, that I'm in alignment with it, that I've done a lot of the inner work to help me be fully ready for it. Also, I think I need to clear out the post-tornado state of my office. I can't wait in December to do a massive clean out. I'm going to clean out my whole apartment. I'm so excited. Michelle, there's been so much awesomeness in this session that I'm going to spend time reflecting and answering. Honestly, biggest takeaway though has been how much shame I've been carrying around my business. Oh, hon. How much I'm hiding with poor health and food choices. So looking forward to letting that go. Thank you for your honesty. So appreciate you all being really honest. Caitlin, such a year of preparation. I'm grateful that I found you in your podcast and so in tune with your lessons. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you for being here. Like I said, I've covered huge amounts today, and I don't expect you to be able to process it and work through it all now. I do just want you to make note of it all. Rewatch this session as many times as you need. This may take a little bit of time for me to upload, but it will be available to rewatch. So you'll have this forever, this session. Getting ready for my new journey of not being a corporate powerhouse. What would you like to be instead? Let me know. What would you like to be instead? This is what I think is going to be really powerful as well is, as I said, you know how we grow the garden through what we give our attention energy to, is using our language. This is something I'm trying to learn how to do too, is to be every time we identify what we don't want to be anymore, we then shift our focus onto, okay, so what do I want to be instead? What do I want instead? And that allows us then to use the contrast of that experience to be like, okay, cool. So this isn't what I want. What do I want instead? And then we can start putting energy into that and growing that. That's been really useful for me because I've been focusing a lot on, I don't want this anymore and I don't want that anymore. And then I realize I'm giving my energy to that. So beautiful to make the shift onto focusing on what we want to create instead. All right, my loves, anything else? Any final comments, questions? I apologize again for the mistake with the link. I triple checked those links and it was incorrect. So my biggest apologies about that for anyone who had trouble because of that link situation. I hope no one's missed out on being here because of that. Thank you, PJ. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for being here, everyone. I adore all of you. I love that we're coming together for this. I think it's so beautiful and so powerful. And I hope that you're finding it really supportive. My pleasure, Kate. Thank you for being here. And I agree. Thank you to everyone for all of your honesty. It's been really special. So I'll see you over in the Facebook group. I will be posting details about when I'm going to be running that live completion ritual and giving you all the details around how to prepare for that as well. I'll put notes around that in the emails too, because not everyone is in our Facebook group at the moment. I think we're missing about 15 people in there, but not everyone's Facebook people. So that's totally fine. So I'll be sending out details about that. Thank you for being here. Look at that. I ran straight on 90 minutes. And again, I know some of you said it wasn't a big deal, but my deepest apologies about the background noise. That was just incredibly poor timing of them to arrive exactly when I was running this session. And now that we're finished, they're gone. Oh, well, surrender, surrender, surrender. All right, my loves. Thank you again for being here. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Caitlin. I'll talk to you all in the Facebook group. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts and feels on today's prompt. Today's class might have helped you reflect on that a little bit deeper too. Okay. How do I end my session? Sending lots of love to you all. See you later.